How do I live with my wife who's holding on to resentment because I'm doing all of this now at basically the end in her eyes, and because she's tried to get me to read and I didn't? I'm holding on to something that I need to let go of, but it's hard seeing her every day with my kids. So I want to address the first part of your question, Zach. This is the most common complaint we get from wives when they've been complaining and trying to get us to change for years. Right? It might have been 2 years ago she started telling you she needed something else or wanted something else or was feeling whatever she was feeling, disconnected or unheard, unlistened to. And so what happens when you start reading and going to Facebook groups and taking courses and going to retreats, it all looks like too little too late. This is another regret that you may look at in 10 years and look back and go, damn, I wish I would have started that earlier. Same thing with me. It took me to my 50th birthday to start getting a clue. So what I want you to know, Zach, is you are right where you're supposed to be. I know your question is, how do you live with the wife who's holding resentment for you? All you can say when she's giving you that look, that rolling eye look of, yeah, whatever, too little, too late, all you can do is let her know that this is what happens to people. There's a certain amount of pain and discomfort for every human being, man and woman alike, to where what's happening right now isn't working for them and they have to make a change. You got to that point. You were doing the best you could with what you knew, with what you were taught as a young man. You're doing the best in marriage and love and sex and fatherhood that you could. And now you're getting new information and you're becoming inspired. However, this does not inspire her. She is not impressed. And you have to realize this is the route. This is the tough way through. You continue demonstrating to her that this education and this transformation you're in is not trying to impress her, to win her back, to make her go, oh my God, Zach, you're so great. I love the reading you're doing. You're a great man. Words you will never hear, right? You'll never hear that. The only thing you may start to see is a subtle trust, a subtle respect, a subtle connection with her. And you'll know that that's the beginning of a process of her trusting your changes. If she's already said she wants to separate and divorce or whatever, that may have to happen before she ever believes. We have some guys who go through divorce and only years later their wife starts saying, you have made incredible changes. I can't believe how this is stuck. I really like the new you. And I know how much you want to hear this right now. You may not hear it for months or years to come, and you have to be okay with that. The degree to which you're okay with that and confident in yourself determines how much trust and respect she'll have for you as you're doing it.